Good morning, Shadow Hills. Well, we're back with some news about what's going on in our lifestyles department. My guest today is Connie King, who is the Director of Lifestyles. Connie, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate this opportunity to update our community on some wonderful and fun and exciting activities that are coming up through the Lifestyle Department.
Well, tell us what's going to happen.
Well, we're excited about a couple of things that we have going on. We've had our candle making class. We did have one cooking class. We have several trivia questions. We've had over about 15 residents who has participated, and they've also received $25 gift certificates from Shadows. So we're excited about that, and we say thank you very much for your participation, because that's exactly what we wanted to do during this sheltering in place, is to make sure that we stayed connected with our residents. So we want to say thank you for participating in our treasure hunt. We want to say thank you to all the clubs who have participated and who have submitted information. We have our new feature section, which is the Did You Know section, and that is really, really taken off. So we're excited to bring you some interesting facts about some of our Sun City Shadow Hills residents.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, so it looks to me like the next thing on the agenda is going to be your Cooking Outside the Box class.
Well, the Cooking Outside of the Box is a project that was brought to us by Stephanie Assen, who is a master chef, and we are coordinating with Shadows and Lifestyles, and we're presenting Cooking Outside of the Box. And this is our first attempt at this. Homeowners will be provided a kit, and they can pick up their kits on the 22nd of September between 3 and 7 at Shadows. The kits are $22 for the kits. You will have an option to purchase a bottle of wine to go along with your dinner. So we are hopeful and we're excited about that. So that's our first one, is our Cooking Outside of the Box. More information will be coming. And our second event is our Paint and Sip, and that's scheduled for the 30th. And we have some wonderful, wonderful gifts items to give away. We have a gift item valued at $75 that you can win. So the first 10 people who sign up, your name will go into a drawing and you can win this wonderful gift item that's valued at $100.
Cool. So those are the next two items. And the big thing you've got coming up is the new homeowners meeting.
Yes, virtually. The new homeowners orientation right now is scheduled.
A lot of people who are new here, so they'll be very interested to hear about this.
Well, we hope that everyone who is new have had the opportunity to either sign up on the website or to sign up on the e-blast, because our virtual new homeowners orientation meeting will be taking place on October the 9th right now. And more information about that will be forthcoming. You will have to RSVP for this new homeowners orientation, because we want to make sure that if you've moved in recently or within the last year or so and you have not attended a new homeowners orientation in April or the one in July, because we had to postpone them because of the sheltering in place, then we want to make sure that we invite those who have never participated in a new homeowner's orientation before. So we are asking that you contact the front desk at 760-345-4349, extension 2120, and RSVP, so that we can share with you about all the wonderful things that goes on in your community.
That's great. And just to follow up on an idea that I had floated some time ago, we are working on this new homeowners Zoom call. where people will actually get a chance to talk. It's more involved than I thought, but Connie's on top of it, and we will be making adjustments depending on how the virtual meeting goes, and more will be coming out after that meeting.
Definitely. And we want to make sure that we are addressing and providing activities for homeowners, especially if you're new and you haven't been able to participate in any of the club activities or any of the fitness activities or any of the lifestyle activities. And we know that we want to make sure that we do something that's going to welcome everyone to our wonderful community.
Well, Connie, I remember describing you when I first met you as a director of fun, and it's nice to have a director of fun looking out for all of us here at Shadow Hills. Thank you very much for coming on, and we'll look forward to the upcoming events.
Well, thank you, Bob, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak to the community.
And for the audience, thanks for your attention. Until next time, bye-bye.